Fleur podcast would like to acknowledge the traditional owners on the lands on which we've recorded each episode, which is the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to their elders, both past, present, and emerging.
Welcome back to Coffee with Fleur. And Fleur, I see you there with your coffee in your hand. Welcome.
Well, it's actually one of the coffees we spoke about in the last series, which is a dirty chai. I wanted something a bit different today. So I've gone for the dirty chai. Fleur. I reckon there's a lot of energy in the cafe today.
There is. There's a lot of energy in the cafe, not least with us. Happy to be back talking all things change and well-being.
Yes.
And today we're going to talk about something that's really interesting for me, strengths.
Yeah, I love talking about strengths. And if anyone's ever been one of my coaching clients will know that one of the first things I do is get my clients to do a strengths assessment. So, it's something I advocate for very strongly. It's having a strengths-based approach to things.
Yeah, there's a lot of material out there. If you Google strengths, there's probably about one gazillion returns that come up.
That's good to know.
Yeah, lots of material out there, but then at the same time, a lot of material out there to try and figure out what do we mean by strengths.
Yeah, and it's such an interesting concept because, you know, when we talk about strengths, it's almost uncommon in the sense because we're all, you know, I guess culturally or the way we're brought up, it's always a focus on where are our sort of weaknesses or where's the areas for improvement. And it's not that that's a bad thing, but, you know, we don't often talk about what are we great at and how do we excel even further with the things that we're already good at. So,
or if we do, it's in a really unnatural environment, such as a job interview.
Yes, yes.
Which is the least relaxing thing you can possibly do in your life, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right there. Very anxiety provoking.
Yeah, so what do we mean by strengths and how do we figure out what our strengths are?
Well, David.
Yes, well, Fleur.
Well, first of all, I think maybe we need to talk about why focus on strengths. You know, we were just saying we do have that negativity bias, which has served us very well as humans, because if we didn't have that, we probably wouldn't exist, because that negativity bias helps us look out for danger, for threats. Hence why, you know, strength seems to be something that's not as focused on. But when we do focus on our strengths, we're generally happier, healthier, we're less stressed, we feel more satisfied, we're more confident. And often because we have the negativity bias, when we're working with our strengths, we actually don't even sort of really think about it. It's almost subconscious. But it's actually such an area of perhaps untapped potential, because the energy required to develop our strengths further is far less than the energy required to focus on our weaknesses. So I think it's really an energy thing. And that's sort of really the thing that, you know, is why we want to focus on our strengths. So I think a good way for us to understand what a strength is through a little activity I've often done with people to help them sort of really grasp this concept.
Yep.
So what I would like, are you happy to do this activity, by the way?
When you tell me what it is, No, I'm happy to do it.
So even at home, if you want to do this, it's very simple. So go and grab a pen and paper, or pause and go and grab a pen and paper.
Yeah.
And with your dominant hand, so the hand that you would normally write with, write your name. I know,
Is that it?
I just write my name. It sounds very...
Okay. Well, I'm left-handed, just so those of you listening.
So you're one of those weird people. No.
Thanks, Fleur.
I'm joking.
Good to have this business relationship with you,
Fleur.
Right with my left hand.
With your dominant hand. So the hand that you hope, you know, if you're an ambidextrous person, this activity probably isn't going to have much significance for you. Great. All right. So now swap hands to your non-dominant hand and write your name.
Okay. So I'm swapping the pen to the right hand.
Yes.
And oh my goodness me.
Yes.
Oh, this is appalling.
Keep going.
Trying to spell.
Lucky you don't have a really long name.
I'm trying to spell my name right. It's...
Okay, so hopefully people at home are doing the same or have done the same.
I'm holding this up to Fleur. This looks ridiculous. It looks like a three-year-old drew, honestly.
So that you've really tapped into one of my questions. So the question I ask people then, from after writing with your left and your right hand, depending on which is, you know, your dominant or non-dominant hand, compare the two samples of your name. So if someone was looking at that, would they be able to tell which one was your dominant hand?
Definitely.
Yes. And when you were writing your name with your dominant hand, how did that feel?
Easy. I just did it. It was sort of unconscious. Just
pretty much. We don't think about. We don't. When we go to write anything, do we in our minds go, now which hand should I pick up that pen with? We don't do that. We just. It's a natural thing. We just pick up the pen in the hand that we normally write with.
Yeah.
And then when you were writing your name in your non-dominant hand, what did that feel like?
Well, I was really conscious of how I was holding the pen. To start with. I actually had to think about that. And then it was a lot slower and a lot more tricky. And then I went off course. And then as soon as I was aware that I was going off course, it became more challenging. And then by the end, it was just trying to get something that resembled a letter on the page.
Yes.
But it felt really challenging especially in comparison to having just done it with my left hand.
And what I noticed as an observer is it was, definitely it took you a lot longer to write your name in your non-dominant hand. A bit more clunky. Perhaps you had to put more energy, more focus, more attention to that. So that is the difference between using your strengths and using something that's not a strength. Now, having said that, if I was to ask you, David, can you practice writing in your non-dominant hand? Eventually, it wouldn't feel as clunky, as difficult. So you can improve the things that aren't necessarily your strength, but it does require way more energy, effort, and attention. So that's what we're talking about here. If I said instead to focus on your dominant hand and improving that, that would be faster for you to do, easier for you to do, and so on and so forth. So it's sort of a lesson in both, is it's like, yes, we can focus our attention, we can improve things that we're not so good at, but it does require significantly more amounts of energy and concentration.
And I would assume that on the sort of flip side, if I really concentrated on my strengths and understood what my strengths were, then I'd be really well equipped to go forward, and maybe my weaknesses wouldn't be so relevant.
That's right. It's not about ignoring weaknesses. I think it's more about how much attention do we want to give them? What impact is that weakness having? And does that mean, you know, is it worth our time and energy to focus on that versus the strengths? Or is there a way we can use our strengths to mitigate some of the impacts of our weaknesses? I hate that term, weaknesses, by the way, but it's too clunky to think of another another word.
Strong areas.
Our non-strengths.
I think the other thing about this is that probably everyone's aware of what they think they're good at, but I wonder how many people have actually taken time to work out exactly, precisely what their strengths are. And there's a few different tests you can do.
That's right.
That will actually tell you what your strengths are.
Yes. That's probably the easy, in some ways, it's kind of the easy way to do that. So what ones have you
used? I used a couple of them. There is the VIA character strength survey, which is very, very easy.
Yes.
It takes under 10 minutes, online thing. We might put a link in the show notes to that one, because it is free and very easy to use. It's a scientific survey of character strengths. It's probably one of the only free ones in the world. And it's real simple, takes under 10 minutes, and it's you discover your strengths and it shows what character that you have. And therefore, in understanding that, the theory is you'll increase your happiness and well-being, find more meaning and purpose, boost relationships, manage stress and health, and accomplish your goals. The idea being, of course, is if you know what you're good at, then you have more confidence.
Yes.
And you can pursue those areas.
Yeah.
So would you like to know my results?
Sure. Tell us, David.
Well, my strengths, according to this, were the top five were creativity. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily artistic creativity. Mm. Anyone who's just seen my handwriting will know that.
Yeah.
We're more so problem solving, thinking the world in creative ways.
Mm-hmm.
So creativity, honesty, gratitude, fairness, and social intelligence.
Great.
And what was really interesting, because you go into these things going, can it really know me?
Yeah.
I got the results back and went, oh, yeah, this has got me. Mm-hmm. This has absolutely got me. It's defined my strengths completely, and I could see myself on the page.
Yes.
And what that did was give me a lot of confidence, because I'm good at this.
Yeah.
So when I'm facing a change or a challenge in my life, I can go, well, I know what my strengths are. Therefore, I can rely on those.
Yes.
And I'm pretty good at those.
Yes.
I can go forward with confidence.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. I mean, and everyone has a set of strengths. This is not like the Strengths Olympics. You know, you don't have to be like at elite level in anything for it to be considered a strength. I think that's one of the myths of strengths. It's all relative, and it's only really about you. And I think if you know your strengths, then you can identify different activities and things that you can engage more in. And I mean, in the last episode, we talked about job crafting.
Yes.
And how you can change, or tailor aspects of your work to be a better fit. Well, this is one of the ways things you can consider is, how do I use my strengths more in my work so that I enjoy my work more and I can perform better in what I'm doing? So I think there's so many different ways we can sort of benefit from understanding our strengths.
Really, really great point. And what was interesting, I've done a couple of these things. Another one is the strengths profile.
Yes.
People may have heard of that one.
Yes.
That one also talks about, they do use the term weaknesses.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Or they actually describe it as things you find hard and don't enjoy.
Yes.
So maybe that's the phrase that they're talking about.
Yeah. I really like strengths profile, because it also helps us to understand that strengths are dynamic, so they can change. And they also talk about energy, which again is like strengths should energize you, because sometimes we're good at things, but they don't energize us.
Yeah.
So I think that's an important sort of nuance to consider.
Sure. And when you go talking about energy, and you began by saying, hey, it takes more attention, takes more energy to work on your weaknesses. It was interesting that under the strength profile, my area to work on was self-belief. So on the one hand, I've got confidence from these strengths that I've now identified, but on the other hand, something I find hard or don't enjoy working on is my self-belief. So really interesting. And again, that's all got me. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, I do struggle with that sometimes. But having identified what I'm really good at, maybe that helps.
Yes.
With something I was struggling with.
That's right. Giving all your attention, or majority of your attention, if you like, to those strengths can help mitigate the impact of weaknesses. I think that's really the key here.
Yeah. A lot of us struggle with imposter syndrome. So should we really be here?
Of course, yeah. Many of us.
Am I good at this? I think knowing what your strengths are really helps with that, because you do go through the thought process. Yeah, I should be here. Yeah. I am good at this stuff.
Yes.
This is one of the things that is one of my strengths.
Yeah, you can back yourself, if you like, with that knowledge, armed with that knowledge. So I think taking it just a little bit of a step further, I think what people could do, aside from the assessment, is do a bit of strength spotting.
Ah.
So that is like looking at strengths of others and telling them, because sometimes, a bit like the handwriting, you know, how it was just easy, you didn't have to think about it. Strengths are the same, and sometimes it's not till someone tells us, hey, you're really good at this thing, that we go, oh, isn't everybody? You know, we don't realize it. So I would encourage people to do some strength spotting and tell people what they notice about other people's strengths.
And who doesn't like a compliment or
exactly.
some good feedback? So
That's right. What
a great note to leave this episode on.
Yeah.
A task for our listeners is to go and do some strength spotting with a friend or a colleague and just
make the time
to say, hey, you're awesome at this.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Fleur, loads of great stuff in there again.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put some links in the show notes.
Yes.
Where can we find out more? How can people contact us?
Well, they of course can go to LinkedIn and look up either David Arnold or Fleur Mouchemore. They can look that up. They can go to our Instagram.
We have an Instagram account, people.
Yes.
We have...
Not that we're encouraging social media use. It's a bit of a...
Stay tuned for another episode where we unpack our dilemma.
Only to see what we're up to. That's it.
No, we have an admin taking care of that for us. But search Coffee with Fleur on Instagram and you can find us there. We have a website, Coffee with Fleur podcast.
Yes.
Search Coffee with Fleur, you'll find us.
Yes.
I mean, you listen to us, you found us here.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a link below.
And, there'll be stuff in the show notes.
So. All right, I think we've talked enough, Fleur. And
we
I can
have.
See you've nearly finished that chai. So thank you so much
Dirty
for the
chai.
Chat.
Yeah.
Yes. Brilliant.
Pleasure. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, David.
You take care, Fleur.
Bye.